So I was walking down the bookstore, and then something happened. Spike wasn't worrying about me as much as usual since I had inherited my father's degenerative disease. It would cause painful internal lacerations that would make a mare bleed from the inside and out her cunt. Because of this, I, Twilight Sparkle, was bleeding out of my ass all the time. So, continuing my way down the street, trying to find my way to the bookstore...
Carlton!
I continued that direction and finally made my way to the entrance of the bookstore. The bookstore was mighty fine and filled to the brim with books. I needed to pick one up and shove it up my arse. I like books.
Carlton!
No.
Carlton!
I said no! God damn it, my name is Twilight Sparkle and I'm trying to have a normal day! Carlton then sneaked behind my ass. I could feel his presence entering me. Me, Twilight Sparkle, becoming one with Carlton as he continued to fill me up with his love. No, please! Carlton, please, I'm just a pure little horthgulate! I don't want to die from your godsperium! Ah! Then Carlton lifted me up in the air and slammed me down to the bookcase. It was beyond comprehension, for I was being pulsated by his loving force. No, I won't let you control my mind! You can't escape, will it, to Sprackle Tackle? No! My mind! It was in a far-off place beyond comprehension of conventional methods. For I was Twilight Sparkle and knew that there wouldn't be any pony who could deliver the goods like I could. Even if Carlton the Mad was screwing my mind, I would have the time to be free from this nightmare. For I am Twilight Sparkle, the Princess of Friendship. I will persevere. I will surrender my soul to Carlton. He is the Manchurian of Man, the Führer of Followers, the Szechuan Sauce of Unbelieving. Why is this happening? Why can't I just be a normal pony like any pony else?
Because you are a part of me.
No, it's happening again. Let me go, Carlton. Let my spirit run free under the world gods of New, Celestia, and Luna. Twilight stirred again, shaking and breathing in her hole, trying to be free of Carlton's embrace, but she knew that would be an almost impossibility. Carlton, I can't take it anymore. Release me of this nightmare. No can do, Twilight Sparkle, for I am the true Prince of Bel-Air. Nurse Redheart awoke. There was a loud screaming coming from somewhere deep in the hospital. As best as she could fight off the urge to get up, she knew that there was going to be no other way. It was a terrible emotion seeing her in such a state, but she did what she had to in any way possible. Though it may have had looked horrific to ponykind, for Nurse Redheart it was perfectly normal. The sight of these ponies in which they have lost their minds to the thralls of life. But she never expected a pony of her level to be in such a poor condition. She took the needle that was filled to the brim with calming agent. It would give the lost equine exactly what she needed. A lease on her suffering that would help her manage the chaos that was withheld within. She got up and stretched her back. It was unusually tight after the long slumber she had enjoyed, though still in workable condition and ready to propel her to her destination to her disdain. She opened the door from her security room and made sure to grab the key card with her that sat idly near the table she sat at. As she went down the hallway, the mumbles of the ponies that were locked up in this section that were awakened by the loud screams and yelps that stirred them from their beds. Nurse Redheart remembered exactly how it all came to be. An audience with the princesses of Equestria right at her very door. They spoke of unable to do anything for her, and everything we tried has failed. Once in a while, her old friends would come around and visit her. They would try anything to appease the pony stuck here. But as their attempts proved fruitless, they stopped coming to the place entirely. Only Redheart would keep the lost pony company as she would howl and beg for her freedom to whatever came upon her. Nurse Redheart went on to the door that had the number 626 on its frame. She slid the key card down the scanner on the side and it gave a loud beep that hurt Redheart's ears. She opened the door and saw the weak creature before her, Twilight murmured barely audible words. To Redheart, she could never understand any of the gibberish that she had been spouting. It was almost as if she had spoke a different language, but never heard or seen any of the many syllables she had pronounced. It truly wasn't Equestrian, whatever it was. But no matter how many times Redheart would try to conceive the maddened queries that these ponies would say or do, she honestly could never comprehend what contemplation had appeared in their crazed minds. She went to the pony and pinned her down with a hoof, ready to insert the juice down her rump. To Redheart's surprise, she didn't even fight back this time, though she had become more calm as of late. Thankfully, she didn't need any guards to restrain her down and force her to take her medication, and to that end, Redheart was thankful. After doing so, Nurse Redheart closed the door to Patient 626's room. There, she froze instantly from a presence behind her. It breathed down her neck while some kind of swing music played faintly in her ear. She turned around and swiftly saw there was nothing there in the dim light of the hallway. She took a deep breath and swiftly went back to the security room with a quick hoof step to the cold ground.